Hello everyone, I'm Cunnilingus Man. It's time once again for me to sit back and read some fan mail. Ah, here's one. Man with tiny penis writes, "Dear Cunnilingus Man, I'm not very good in bed. I need your advice. How can I satisfy women like you do?" I'm very glad you asked that question, Tiny Penis. You see, I used to be just like you. First, what you need to do is have your friends replace your mouthwash with toxic waste as part of a practical joke. That's what happened to me. Boy, was my face red, mainly from the chemical burns. But I was a good sport about it. You didn't hear me complain, because the toxic chemicals had completely dissolved my vocal cords. Blinded by the excruciating pain, I stumbled outside into a raging thunderstorm, where I was immediately struck by a gigantic bolt of lightning. Eventually, the paramedics arrived, and I was loaded into an ambulance. Unfortunately, the ambulance driver got lost on the way to the hospital and made a wrong turn onto a nuclear testing site. The resulting atomic explosion incinerated my body. Fortunately, there was an advanced space alien nearby making some crop circles. He managed to revive me and offered to grant me one wish if I could show him where to find some good cows to mutilate. My wish was to journey back with him to his home planet and learn the advanced ways of his people. Unfortunately, due to a translation error, he misunderstood me and instead endowed me with a tongue of superhuman agility. I was then instructed to journey deep into the Volva Canyon, where I would encounter a secret enclave of drunken hermaphrodite librarians. They taught me the secrets of the Dewey Decimal System, and how to become a true cunnilingual master. And so, Tiny Penis, if you do all of those things, you should be well on your way to becoming a master in the cunnilingual arts. I hope my advice has been of some help to you. That's all the time we have for now. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll be presenting more Cunnilingus Man fan mail.